Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it, I just let the adults have the luxury, so the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber Mae does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off and you can live luxurious as well. Hey, thank you for joining me on the Amber Mae Show. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're talking to Clay Clark, and we're going to find out about the mark of the beast today. Is something that's going to go in your hand or your forehead? Is that even true? Could that even be possible in this day and age? We are talking about that on this episode, so I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And so you need to like, share, and subscribe because there's a lot of information that's going to be coming at you. Please visit theambermayshow.com to get all kinds of information about all kinds of things. And please like, share, and subscribe. Please, I would really love you to check the links below. Always, always, always in the description. Find me on Telegram at The Amber Mae Show. We could chat there. I'd love to talk further with you on Telegram at The Amber Mae Show. Hey, Dr. Stella, we've seen this, the watch the water with Stu Peters. We've seen COVID. We've seen how they won't give you medicine. We've seen how they want to kill you in the hospital. We've seen it all. The death shots, everything. If you want to find a doctor that you can trust, go to drstellamd.com. Use promo code Amber Mae and save some money there. Check out her supplements line. It's incredible. But you can set up a telemed appointment and work with a doctor you can actually trust. And then MyPillow.com is always a great support with Mike Lindell. So visit MyPillow.com. They have all kinds of stuff. And sales right now are incredible. Incredible. You can get towels, a six-piece towel set for $39. Sheets as low as $39 right now. The mattress topper is incredible. MyPillow.com, promo code Amber. And also, hey, if you're like me wanting to lose weight, the links are in the description for weight loss, but go to ambermae.myinfinity.com. Summer's coming. They have weight loss coffee. If you drink coffee, you want to lose weight, go to ambermae.myinfinity.com. The link is in the description or it's on my website. And if you want to like avoid the wrinkles, then get the Timeless Pack, because not only are you going to get the wrinkles, the oil for the wrinkles and skin issues, but you're going to get something else to burn the fat. So that's timelesspack.com. Use promo code Amber Mae there. So much is coming at you. So much is happening. The Commander's Artist, you got to look at him. His artwork's amazing. TheCommandersArtist.com. You got to check him out. He's a friend of General Flynn's. His artwork's incredible. And then if you find something you like, bless him. He's a veteran. It's a veteran owned. He's a veteran. He's an artist. So support him. Bless his family. Purchase something that you might like. His prices are really reasonable. And it makes it even more reasonable when you use my name, Amber, at checkout, and you can get some money there. I can't wait to see you on Telegram, the Amber Mae Show on Telegram. Up next, we're going to hear more about this Mark of the Beast thing. It's incredible. Stay tuned. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements, and here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. You never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that, is go to theambermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply, full of food in your pantry, ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theambermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. We have a friend of the program joining us today, none other than Clay Clark. Clay, thank you so much for coming and being a part of the show today. We love having you on.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to be here with your listeners. And I have very great news and very terrible news simultaneously on today's show. And so I'm going to try to drop five pieces of news that everybody needs to know in 25 minutes. The good, the bad, the whole thing. And I encourage everyone to take notes, because what I'm going to say might just change someone's life out there.
Yeah. So I know you've been speaking a lot. I saw you on InfoWars. I texted you. I'm like, oh my God, you're on InfoWars. It was a great show. Also at timetofreeamerica.com, you need to get tickets to the Reawaken Tour. Clay, you did a fantastic job when you presented with your whole timeline. It was a great, and I encourage anyone to go on timetofreeamerica.com. I think it's Revelation, right? Where you have your timeline. I encourage everyone.
Yeah, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, that's where you can find all of the information organized in a timeline format. Again, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation.
Yeah, that was great. So what is this information that we got to know?
Okay, well, we'll start off with the really, really bad.
Yeah.
Which is also simultaneously maybe really, really good. So let me do this. Okay, so if anybody out there has read the Bible, I'm going to pull up, the Bible. I'm just going to type in Revelation. Okay, let's go to, actually, I'll just go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. I'll go there. I'll pull up the website. And there, the Bible verse is there, Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. And I would encourage everybody to read it with the profundity that it deserves. It is the irrefutable word of God, and it matters. And it reads, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Here's the wisdom. "Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, which would imply we need to look out for the number 666. So if anybody goes to Google or DuckDuckGo and you say, well, I don't see the number 666. Okay, let me just show you. So if we go to DuckDuckGo or Google, we type in HR 6666. This is congressional legislation being worked on. It's HR 6666. This is the COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone Trace Act that would make it possible for the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to essentially force you to put an RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body. So again, You say, well, I don't, that's just one thing. I don't see it anywhere else. That's fine. Type it HR 6666. It's four. That's a three sixes. HR 666. So you have HR 6666. It's four sixes. And HR 666. If you type in HR 666, you'll see Congress is working on legislation also called HR 666, which would be an anti-racism and public health act, which would merge. This is wild. The Centers for Disease Control with the law enforcement prevention. Pre-crime. So, and you say, well, that's a lot of sixes. You type in W02020060606 patent. That is a cryptocurrency system that would make it possible for no man to buy or sell unless he has the cryptocurrency system using body activity inside his body. Again, 666. You go, I think it's a coincidence. That's okay.
Coincidence.
And you say, so the Google Chrome logo is now 666.
Oh, man.
So I want to make sure we see if you're looking for 666, that's part one of the puzzle. The second part of the puzzle is we need to be looking for a technology that would go in the hand or in the forehead that would make it not possible to buy or sell without the technology. So if you go to rumble.com and you search for the Thrive Time Show, you can see I put out a video just yesterday. And the mainstream media, if you go to Google and you type in, or DuckDuckGo, and you type in, let's say, wallet, hand, chip, and then you type in news, beginning 48 hours ago, the news began pumping out the news, which they're calling good news, saying, news, a wallet that goes in your hand is now available. Simultaneously, they're saying Shanghai lockdowns have very severe right now because the lockdowns, you see, the lockdowns were tight, but they need to be more aggressive now, they're saying, because they need to use drones now. They need to lock people down and bring them their food. Because you see, the money, this is their argument, the physical money that was used to pay people to exchange goods and services, that money might have carried the pathogen.
Oh, goodness.
So the only way we can avoid that is to not use money that requires touch. You see, we have to go to touchless buying. The World Economic Forum wants us to go to touchless. A cashless system. The World Economic Forum wants us to go to a cashless society where you can buy or sell only with technology, not with actual cash.
Jeez. So,
if you watch this video, ladies and gentlemen, this is the so big idea number one today. 666. If you're looking for 666, I just showed it to you. There it is. Second, if you're looking for a technology that goes inside the forehead or the hand that makes it possible, not possible, makes it impossible for you to buy or sell without the technology. Listen to this, folks.
You might have to share your sound.
Trending today at 6:23, a British company has an idea that...
What time? Listen to that.
Trending today at 6:23.
Oh, geez. 6:23.
An idea that would let you ditch your wallet or purse and still be able to pay for things, but... Not everyone's on board with this one. And here's why. They're selling microchips to implant under your skin. The company WalletMore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand. And once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader.
So I would love this because I never know where my debit card is. It's usually in one of their wallets. So if I could put it right in my hand, I'd be happy about it.
Oh, man, I'm surprised with that. But hey, more sunrise ahead at 6:30.
Thousands already have microchip implants that they use in their daily lives. Waving their hand to gain entrance to the gym, confirm their ID, or make payments.
This event is an implant party, simply where ordinary people can show up and get a microchip embedded under their skin.
I think it's really cool. You don't have to carry any keys or anything.
And you might say, "I what? Come on. Come on. People wouldn't actually do that, would they?"
We have created a new implant, which is not a chip. It's a full.
And you say, well, that's just that particular news station in Charlotte. Okay? Watch one in Orlando. Again, I'm just trying to give people examples because what's happening is this is the media's rolling it out right now. Okay, so here we go.
Paying for things with our phones, even watches.
One company, though, wants to take that technology to another level by implanting a chip in your hand. So the overseas company WalletMore is selling the microchip in parts of Europe. It's about the size of a grain.
Have you noticed they're using the same pictures?
Yep.
Using a digital wallet app. The chip is going for about $300. Mm. And the company says at least 200 people have gotten them implanted already.
Who
I would have
people?
Many questions for a doctor about
right.
that.
Yeah, how healthy
didn't look
is
very
that
micro,
for you?
Did it?
No,
it
was pretty big.
I mean, it's a pretty big chip.
I mean, you know, a paper cut hurts. You're gonna put a thing like that,
and they're just rolling it out there,
right? The propaganda machine. Wow, look at that.
Let's be clear about what I'm communicating today, and I'm gonna pull this up again. I'm just making sure we're getting this because it's very important. Okay, so again, if you take the gospel, which is the irrefutable word of God, and you go again to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, where I put all the patents and the timelines, you can follow everything related to COVID-19. Many of the world's top doctors and scientists and some of the big names you know tell me they go here almost every day to gather facts. And what I do is whenever I get facts given to me by top-level people that are, frankly, above my pay grade, that are smart, what I try to do is dumb down what they're saying in a way that even I can understand. All right. So if we look here, Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 to 18, King James Version. It's very important, folks, that we always use the King James Version. I'll tell you why. If you use the New International Version, the New International Version has a way of removing verses from the Bible. So
well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So if anybody that doesn't know, let me just give you an example. Okay. So we'll say faith move mountains. And we'll say verse, and we'll say Matthew. Okay, so Matthew, we'll go chapter 17. All right, so you go Matthew chapter 17, 20, and you pull it up. This is Matthew chapter 17, 20. And it says, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So get out your New International Version, folks. Look for Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, and then look at New International Version. And what you're going to find is that it doesn't exist in the New International Version for most Bibles. However, if you go to the King James Version, you will find it. Okay. It talks about how this, it says here, how be it, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So the part that gives you the power says, however, this won't work. You can speak to a mountain, tell it to move. However, it won't work unless you do prayer and fasting. That part is removed from the New International Version. So I want everyone to do tonight is, again, type in Revelation, okay, chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. Get that King James Version. Get that out. Pull it out, okay? And we're just going to kind of organize this, these thoughts so that we're coherent, so that we can explain this to people that we know who have brains, who are discerning, who are going, I don't know. I don't know. It sounds a little crazy to me, Mom. Sounds a little crazy to me, Dad. Okay, so we're going to take this, and it says, in your right hand, okay, check. We just saw that.
Yep.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of put this together for everybody. So we're going to pull this over, and I'm going to go up here to rumble.com again, and I'm going to search for Thrive Time Show, and that's where I've put that out. And those videos, folks, feel free to take those, repost those, download those, put those anywhere you want to. The whole point is to get the truth out there, but this is the video. Right here, I'll put a link to it. Okay. So right here, I'm going to move it over. Boom. So we've got that part. That part's done. Okay, great. Now, what about the forehead part, though? Forehead. Because it says forehead. We got the right hand, but do we have the forehead? Do we have that? I feel like we have that. We've clearly established the hand, but do we have the forehead? Great question. Elon Musk here. Here we go. This is Elon Musk.
The future could include Bluetooth and promoting.
Oh, what's going on, Elon Musk? Let me find a different clip. It's being crazy.
It could enable telepathy merging with.
Let's see if my computer's being crazy.
So there's very tiny threads that are about a tenth, roughly, of the cross-sectional area of a human hair. So they're extremely tiny threads. In fact, the threads that we have, like I said, even in version one, are about the same size as a neuron. So if you're going to go stick something in your brain, you want it to not be giant, you want it to be tiny. and to be approximately on par with the things that are already there, the neurons. You really need this to be done with a robot because it's very tiny and it needs to be very precise. So you don't want to pierce a blood vessel. So when you so each thread that the robot looks sort of basically through a microscope and inserts each electrode specifically, bypassing any.
I'll save you the time because it's all right there. I'm going to put it on the notes and I'll share this with you when we wrap up today's show. So this is here. So you got a chip in the hand. Okay. We got a chip in the right hand. Yes, we have that. Okay. And now we have a chip in the forehead. Okay. We've got this. And then you might say, yeah, but how does the technology work? That is a great question. That's a great question. And again, I appreciate your discerning listeners wanting to know that kind of thing. So I'm going to pull up Yuval Noah Harari, and he talks about brains. This is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. Wow. Yuval Noah Harari is the top advisor for Obama, Gates, Zuckerberg, Schwab. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. Listen to him explaining to a group of people in 2018 how the technology works once it's in your hand.
2018. Wow.
Two-way communication system, direct communication system between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment. I mean, once you have a good two-way, nobody has any idea what happens after that. If you have a good two-way communication system directly between brains and computers, it also means you can connect several brains together to create an interbrain net because it's the same system, the same communication system. And nobody has any idea what this means for things like identity. Who am I when I can access directly the brain of another person?
That's how that works.
This sounds like the Matrix, you know, where we weren't living in reality. And then, you know, he took the red pill and then found out it's all these machines that are controlling their world, and it was all fake. And when I hear things like that, I think, oh my God, the Matrix. And Hollywood always tells us what they're going to do before they do it. It's crazy.
Exactly. So I'm going to make sure that I'm very clear. I'm going to give this all to your listeners right now. We're making the proof. Okay. This is what it's very important that we have this. Okay. So we got the Google Chrome logo is 666. All right. We got HR 666. And again, when you show it to family and friends, folks, what you got to do is you got to use facts. You know, when you're having an emotional argument with somebody, it doesn't work. So you're going to have to show them facts. So you ask them, you know, why is there HR 666? You know, why is there, just show it to them. Why is there HR 6666? And you pull it up. And when they have to answer the question, they kind of go, I don't know, Mom. It's crazy.
They start name calling you at that point because they lose the argument. So they call you names.
Yep. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull it up here, giving you all the facts right there. Okay, great. And so step one, you look for the 666. Step two, though, you want to look for the technology, right? And that goes in the right hand or the forehead. And we've just shown you the technology that goes inside the right hand or the forehead. So we've got that for you. And I just showed you those videos right here. Boom. And you showed you the videos here. Okay. And now somebody who's a discerning person, a lot of your listeners are very discerning people. And I love that. I love that about your listeners. Somebody might say, well, I need to see the patent though, because I wanted to see the patent for how it works. That's fair. Great. So I'll put a link to it here. And everybody, you can look it up yourself. This is the actual patent. We'll zoom in so we can actually read it. It's okay. Right here. It's the patent US 201-008-2583-A1. And it explains how they're going to receive information about you, analyze the information, generate a social credit score about you, optionally allocate a score to your group, and then recommend vaccinations to people in the group that don't comply. And here's a visual example. Here's a guy. He's hanging around a group of people. He's known as a super spreader. Here's somebody who is socially distancing. He's not a super spreader. And if you read this document and explains to you, look how the people are organized, all as hive minds, all these minds connected. And it's all in the patent. And it's all written out. It's all diagrammed. You can read it. It explains how it works. All right. So that's how that works. And so again, I shall put the patent right here. So you can read the patent.
This is already happening in China with the social credit score. And I believe it's going into Australia too. And then we have, I sent you information on super cities that are popping up, and there's one in my here in Arizona. And so this is how another way they can use those cities, those smart cities, not super cities, smart cities. You start using this technology, there's nowhere you can go. They control everything because everything's linked to technology. They can take everything away from you, your freedom, your money, your everything. They just don't like the way you look. They don't like what you're saying. Boom, your life's gone.
Now, so now what we do is we want to look for surveillance under the skin. Okay, so listen to what Yuval Noah Harari, was at the New York Times. This is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, the author of the book called The Great Reset, the founder of the World Economic Forum. In 1971, America got off the gold standard. And in 1971, Klaus Schwab founded the World Economic Forum. Kissinger invited and encouraged Nixon to get off of the gold standard. Kissinger encouraged Schwab to build the World Economic Forum all in 1971. And they made a plan. And the plan was to release a synthetic gain-of-function virus and to chip humanity. Here we are. COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. Oh, I mentioned look for 666. Did I mention that the word corona literally means 666? C is the third letter, O is the 15th letter, R is the 18th letter, O is the 15th letter, N is the 14th letter, A is the first letter. The word corona is 666. So while being interviewed by the New York Times, they ask Yuval Noah Harari, they say, Yuval, how does COVID-19 change the world? And he says this.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Because really, we haven't seen anything yet. I think the big process that's happening right now in the world is hacking human beings, the ability to hack humans, to understand deeply what's happening within you, what makes you go. And for that, the most important data is not what you read and who you meet and what you buy, it's what's happening inside your body. So we had these two big revolutions, the computer science revolution or the infotech revolution and the revolution in the biological sciences. And they are still separate, but they are about to merge. They are merging around, I would say, the biometric sensor. It's the thing, it's the gadget, it's the technology that converts biological data into digital data that can be analyzed by computers. And having the ability to really monitor people under the skin, this is the biggest game changer of all.
Now, if you're saying, whoa, where can I find that? What I want you to do is you just go to, and I'm going to need everyone's help right now, okay? So if we go to rumble.com, and we type in Yuval Noah Harari, who's the top advisor for Klaus Schwab that nobody seems to know. And you type in Yuval Noah Harari. And if you type him in here, you see that pretty much all of the videos that pop up are videos from our channel.
Yeah, they are.
What I've been doing, and I've got 23 more to watch tomorrow. I'm going to get up tomorrow about 1 a.m. and I'm going to break these down. So I'll be waking up in about 8 hours from now. And I've got 23 more to break down, but I cut these into clips so your listeners can grab these clips, see these clips, find these clips. But look at this. And
it's insane.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is pure evil. I mean, he just wants us to be robots that they can control. And then look, remember that AI video Will Smith was in and how the robots turn against the humans?
Yeah.
It's all crazy. It's all now, crazy stuff.
Now watch this. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He's asked openly, you know, tell us, how does COVID-19, the Great Reset, play out? This is what he says.
The biggest question.
I don't know why my computer's being crazy. Let me go to a different sound clip. This is our video clip. This we go with, let me do this. Okay.
Thank you for doing all that research on this guy and very, you know, you're sacrificing your sleep just to help educate all of us.
Oh, got to do it. You know, we're all in the bunker together, right? Try to save America. Here we go.
Again, I think that the biggest question in maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people.
Useless people.
The problem is more boredom. And how, what to do with them, and how will they find some sense of meaning in life when they are basically meaningless, worthless? My best guess at present is a combination of drugs and computer games as a solution for more. It's already happening in under different titles, different headings. You see more and more people spending more and more time or solving their inner problems with drugs and computer games, both legal drugs and illegal drugs. You look at Japan today, and Japan is maybe 20 years ahead of the world in everything, and you see all these new social phenomenon of people having relationships with virtual spouses, and you have people who never leave the house and just live through computers. I think once you're superfluous, you don't have power. Again, we are used to the age of the masses of the 19th and 20th century, where you saw all these successful, massive uprisings, revolutions, revolts. So we are used to thinking about the masses as powerful, but this is basically a 19th century, a 20th century phenomenon. I don't think that the masses, even if they somehow organize themselves, stand much of a chance. We are not in Russia of 1917 or in 19th century Europe. What we are talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves. We are basically learning to produce bodies and minds. Bodies and minds are going to be, I think, the two main products of the next wave of all these changes.
When asked directly at Google Talks, they said, hey, what do you think about Jesus? This is what he says about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Listen to this.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Wait.
Fake news?
Yes, he also says... He also says that he can offer people eternal life. He openly says, watch this. He's now offering people eternal life if they put this technology in their body. Listen to this.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley or from Bangalore, and not from the Middle East. And they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after death with the help of some supernatural being.
He goes on to explain he would like to turn all humans into gods. Listen to this here. These are not my opinions. These are things that this sick freak has, you know, just decided to say out loud. Watch him here.
I think that within, say, 200 years, to give a conservative estimate, there won't be Homo sapiens on planet Earth.
200 years.
200 years. And I think this is a conservative estimate.
Wow.
Maybe even 100 years, it's not that we'll destroy ourselves in some calamity. Much more likely, we will use advanced technology, biotechnology, nanotechnology, direct brain-computer interfaces to upgrade Homo sapiens into different kinds of beings, beings which are different from us, much more than we are different from Neanderthals, beings which will have different bodies, different minds, different brains. I mean, the big products of the coming century will not be shoes or clothes or cars or weapons. The big products of the 21st century are going to be bodies and minds.
This is
what he wants to do, and I'm just giving.
Because remember, it says you're going to own nothing and be happy, and he was just saying that exactly. You're going to have nothing.
Yep. He just says here he's going to turn you into gods. Listen
to that. Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life. If people don't know how a vaccine works, it's now extremely dangerous. And the thing is,
okay. I'm just trying to give you, just example after example after example. I mean, hundreds of hours of video. Watch this.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
Okay, so what am I saying here? So I want to make sure, because I've got all these incredible sound and video clips here that nobody wants to watch, but we all have to watch because this guy is in our life every day. So point number three, who is leading the Great Reset? You talk about mask mandates, quarantines, curfews, forced vaccinations. Who is leading the Great Reset? That is the question. And the person leading the Great Reset is Yuval Noah Harari. And you say, who is Yuval Noah Harari? Well, on his own website, I think it's a good place to go to first, because this is how he best describes himself. So on his own website here, his mission statement, which he put on his website recently, he's updated his website, his mission statement, says history began when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods.
That goes against the Ten Commandments. There shall be no other gods before me. God crushes those that want to be gods and create gods. He destroys that.
He was also introduced to the world by Barack Obama. So for anybody out there that doesn't know that, and you say, where did this guy come from? In 2016, Barack Obama told the world everybody needs to read this new book by this thought leader. He's incredible. You got to read. I mean, if there's one book, with the full weight of the presidency of the United States, he gets up there and says, oh, you got to read Yuval Noah Harari, the president of the United States at the time. He says,
having you on the program rather than me making a book recommendation, you do. You've just come back from vacation. You must have taken a pile of books.
I did.
Which among them would you recommend?
He asked him what books he would recommend. Here, look at this.
Oh, wow.
You've all know Harari. That's where he came from.
And it's a sweeping history of the human race from 40,000 feet.
So the next thing I would point out today, and this is my final point I'd like to make here, is, you know, you say, well, what is, and by the way, if you want to find out more about Yuval Noah Harari and who he is, he's Israeli, he's gay, he openly rejects the God of his fathers. He writes in Hebrew exclusively. It's translated into English. He doesn't eat meat. He rejects the gods of his father or the God of his fathers. I can go into this, but what we need to do is we need to make this guy famous. Okay. So I need everyone to help me with this. So if we go to infamous, you're correct. So if you go to YouTube, a lot of your great listeners are doing this. They're helping me out. So if you go to YouTube, you type in Yuval Noah Harari. Okay, us not knowing who Yuval Noah Harari is would be like the Jews not knowing who Hitler was. It would be like watching Star Wars and not knowing who Darth Vader was. It would be like two football teams playing each other and you have no idea what team you're playing against. So we've got everybody listening right now. I need your help. I need you to text me at 918-851-0102. And I'm asking for about 3 hours of your time, okay? 918-851-0102. If you will text me, I'm going to send you the library of Yuval Noah Harari videos. And I need you then to upload them on your own channel. So you see these videos. So if you type in his name, this is a guy who's the most popular author amongst Zuckerberg, Gates, New York Times, Stanford. This is something you can do, folks. I'm going to send you the videos and you can upload those. So look, this is a listener who uploaded these videos. So that's one of the first 20. Look at this. One of our listeners uploaded this one. One of our listeners uploaded this one. That's 3, 4, 5, 6. Way to go, Annie. 7. You've got, let's see here. So seven so far of the first eight, nine, 10, 11. And when people see, there you go, 12, 13, 14, 15. Look at this.
Wow.
The first 30, half of them are our listeners who are deeply concerned about what's going on. And they're uploading these videos to share with their friends and family. And so far, everybody that I know who has seen these videos is deeply concerned, and it wakes them up. So if you've wanted to wake up your family and friends for a long time and you're like, man, they're impossible to wake up, one of the best ways you can do is reach out to me. I will send you the videos. Just text the number. So text the number. Text 918-851-0102. And I'm going to send you the Yuval Noah Harari videos. And if you can upload those to your own YouTube channel, that will wake up the world. Because most people have no idea who the person is who's destroying their life.
Mm-hmm.
The very man destroying your life. Very few people know who he is. And also, housekeeping notes, if you want to get out to the Reawaken America tour, which, by the way, is turning into a very special revival. I mean, we have Kim Clement's daughter joining us now. We've got Greg Locke, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Simone Gold, Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Stella Emanuel. It's the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset. We've got Jonathan Isaac, the NBA player, who refuses to kneel. He refuses to take the vaccines. He just joined the tour. Kash Patel, President Trump's right-hand man, Dr. Zelenko, and you've participated in the events. I mean, could you describe yes. what it's like when you're there and connecting with all these people?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Everyone who leaves, it just feels so connected to each other. And they're like, wow, I've been feeling alone for all this time. And now I know I'm not alone. And there, people leave with friendships. And the information that you and your speakers give is absolutely incredible. And it's mind-blowing. Sometimes you're just like, are you serious right now? That just happened? Right. And so I love going to your tours. I do. I've had such a great time going. And I encourage everyone to go because the information is like, you're just dropping information bombs left and right like crazy. And so, hey, and then your presentation with the timeline was phenomenal. And I hope you do that on every tour from now on. I don't know if you have been, but I know I caught you on the last one and you were, I think it was in Oregon. I caught you doing it. Of course, I'm like in the media room some of the times I go. So I don't know if you've been doing
General Flynn called me after that and he says, you need to do that at every event.
You need to do it at every event. Yes, it was so good. So well, I encourage you, go to timetofreeamerica.com. You're not going to regret it. You will not regret it. You're going to leave with friendships. You're going to leave with amazing information. You're going to leave with things that you need to do. Like if you're sitting back and saying like, well, how do I get involved? You're going to leave with action steps on how to get involved. And actually, Clay, if you could send me those, I'll put it on my YouTube channel. No problem. I'll be happy to.
I will. As soon as we get off, text me and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And then I just sent you all the show notes via the chat in Zoom there. So you have them all.
Okay.
And I can just tell you folks, the reason why I give this information, the reason why I let people name their price to attend the events is because we have to save America. And I want to leave you with some encouragement tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Kim Clement, the late, great, and very accurate prophet, he prophesied that President Donald J. Trump would be a trumpet. He prophesied that President Donald J. Trump would be a president for two terms. He prophesied there would be a time of two presidents. And America would say, how is this possible? He prophesied a time of the spirit of Pythos, the python, where Americans would be so constricted and so conflicted, they would look up and would beg for God to save them.
It's funny you say that. After, did you see that Watch the Waters with Stu Peters and Dr. Artis? And
yes.
You talk about a python and then they're talking about snakes? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and so I'm just telling you, Kim Clement was prophesying this, and I will tell you, it is happening. And so what's going to happen right now, I don't know exactly how God's going to do it, but he's going to do it. And so I wanted to leave your listeners with some encouragement. So I'm going to go to screen share one last time. And I want to leave you with some encouragement. I encourage you to get on out right now to timetofreeamerica.com. We have 7 tickets left for the Myrtle Beach event right now. 7 tickets left for this game-changing event in May. And then we have the July event. That's the Virginia Beach Reawaken America Tour. And that event is, I'm telling you, the tickets are flying in, folks. You want to be a part of it. Listen to what Kim Clement was shown by God, okay? So here we go. Let me go back. This is 2013, Kim Clement.
There is also another man by the name of Donald You are both watching me saying, could it be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he.
I'm going to back this up a little bit. It's a little bit overwhelming. Here we go.
Are you listening to me? I will raise up the trump to become a trumpet.
That was in 2007. April. Listen to this again.
Trump shall become a trumpet.
That's 15 years ago.
Are you listening to me? I will raise up the trump to become a trumpet. There's a man by the name of Mr. Clark, and there is also another man by the name of Donald.
Do you have any idea how crazy it is that Lance Wall now and Don A. Clement and all these wonderful people have reached out to me? And even 4 years ago, I would have never had any interest in ministry. And now what's happening is some of the leading ministries in America that are not deep state, they're reaching out saying, how can we team up? How can we get involved? How can we do this? This is, I mean, God calls everybody, even people that are people like myself, who was, I was kind of like a modern day Billy Madison. I built successful companies and I was just sort of enjoying my life, you know, not involved in politics, not involved in fighting for our nation. And now God's arrested my attention. I mean, every God can use all of us, folks.
You are both watching me saying, could it be that God's speaking to me? Yes, he is. Somebody, just a few minutes before you came on the show, you went out and you took the American flag and you said, I'm proud of my nation. You raised it up. God said, you have been determined through your prayers to influence this nation. You're watching me. You're an influential person. The Spirit of God says, hear the word of the prophet to you as a king. I will open that door that you prayed about. And when it comes time for the election, you will be elected.
And I will say this. I have been praying about a certain door to open, and I will say this to you. I haven't said this on any other show. Yesterday, that door opened.
What was that? What was the
Can't
door?
Can't tell you yet. Can't tell you yet. I mean, because it's like the door is opened. I have to walk through it now, and I can tell you on the other side. But I've been praying for a very specific thing for 2.5 years. And it just happened yesterday.
What did you think, Clay, when you saw this for the first time? And I can't imagine him talking about anyone else but you, because the way everything's turned out. And even me finding you, Clay, that was a God thing. God told me, stop, watch a podcast that you were on. And I wasn't going to watch it. And he's like, no, you're going to watch the show. I met you. And then it was like, wow.
There's like there's three things that have occurred that three ways it was like an instant three-way reaction to it. You know, one is I thought, there's no way he's talking about me. But then everybody was telling me, that's you. I go, what do you mean? Go, because the people who know me, they know that I am obsessed, previous to COVID, with America. And the moment that they started attacking my America, our America, I like went into like beast mode. And everyone goes, dude, I don't know anybody who has more flags in their office than you. Like, right. I don't know anybody who's more obsessed with America. And I don't know anybody who sued their mayor to keep their First Amendment rights to peaceably gather in the lockdowns. I don't know anybody who's been more outspoken. I don't know of anybody who's been on Newsmax and CNN and Jimmy Fallon and Vanity Fair talking about, you know, COVID, how it's a complete scamdemic. I don't know anybody who's more committed to the cause than you. It's got to be you. And I'm going, I don't know if it's me. Because there's a little bit of that, you know. And then the third reaction I've had is, hopefully I don't screw it up.
You know, you're doing great.
But I'm just saying, like, today, a very wealthy person called me. And I don't take any income or salary on the event, and I don't do that so that, you know, wow, this guy doesn't take any income or salary. I do it because I told my wife and I talked, and it was the conversation goes like this. I don't want money to in any way influence what we're doing in terms of that. So I don't want to take any income or salary. And I want people to be able to name their price to attend. So I want people to go to timetofreeamerica.com and to be able to choose a price that makes sense for them and their budget. And it does cost us about $500,000 to put it on, but I didn't want it to be a thing of like where I was profiteering or trying to, you know, that whole thing. And so today when someone reached out and made an offer that was pretty generous, to take the tour in a dramatically different direction, basically not talk about God. And I said, no. And it's because I've already resolved in my mind, this is about revival and not about, you know, financial. It's not about financial windfalls. So here we go.
There will be a praying president, not a religious one. But I will fool the people, says the Lord.
That happened.
I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the...
And here's the part that takes faith, folks. Faith. Faith is the belief in things unseen.
Lord, God says, I will put it to a helm. For two terms, a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts.
So he didn't pray when he started. They're talking about two terms.
I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts. Come on!
So that's where we're at. And I'm just telling you, I have been praying for a specific thing for 2.5 years without ceasing. Every time I have any downtime, I go back to it. And it just happened yesterday. The door that I've been praying for opened. And the person who opened the door was very, let's just say they were very, they reached out to me and the conversation was, how come you know certain things that nobody else knows? Why? And I'm going, I really feel prophetically called for such a time as this to do certain to share with you certain things. And they're going, okay, but I'm just telling you, it's going to require people like you, your audience, the people, everybody. And I didn't know you 5 years ago, Amber, but now I do. And it requires all of us. I mean, you came to a workshop that we organized and I wanted to teach you certain things and introduce you to certain people. And you've been just so consistent and diligent sharing the truth, and it requires everybody. So I'm somewhere between begging, pleading, asking, imploring, pushing, exhorting, whatever that is, telling people, go to timetofreeamerica.com. And verily I say unto you, get yourself a ticket and get involved. Don't be on the sidelines. We need you to save this nation. This is not about entertainment or infotainment. We need people involved.
When I go to the Reawaken Tour, Clay, I just sit back in awe because of what you decided to do and what General Flynn decided to do, what you guys decided to do together based on, you know, God's leading. Everyone is there because of you and General Flynn, everybody. And I don't know how everyone knows you and General Flynn, but even in the media room, outside the media room, it's just this incredible feeling of finally we're unified together, right? And everyone's happy. Everyone's friendly with one another. And the information's just incredible. And just being there is exciting. And so
we're all unified. Really cool. I dealt with this today. Somebody reached out to me, and I'll leave you with this. They reached out to me today and they said, Hey, did you hear this? And it's always kind of gossipy, kind of rumory is what happens is. And, so it's kind of like did you hear what happened? Because I heard what happened. Did you hear what happened? Because what had happened was, it's always kind of a gossipy, rumory spirit and I have been really reading Nehemiah. And Nehemiah, if you'll remember it from the gospel, Nehemiah had to build the wall while simultaneously having to fight. And there was a guy by the name of Sanballat. And Sanballat kept wanting to interrupt Nehemiah from building the wall. And he kept wanting to like distract him and pull him away from building the wall and get him to focus on lower frequency, lower energy things. And it just kept happening. It kept spreading rumors. And by the way, folks, you can go to Nehemiah chapter 6 and read this. And so Nehemiah had to fight while building the wall. And so this person reached out and they said, I heard this about this person. And they're a very talented, very big time speaker on our team. And I said, what did you hear about this person? They go, well, I heard that this person's a devil worshiper. And I said, I know this person very well. Why would you say that? And they go, well, their wife wore red shoes at a church service a few years ago.
Are you serious right now?
Serious. And I'm going, yeah, no, I'm serious. And that happens. And then you remember Newsweek They ran a story, many outlets, the Daily Beast, reporting that there might have been anthrax poured on the attendees of our events.
I just
did not take time away from building the wall to get into issues about gossip that is so small. Our God is big, and we've got to save this nation. We cannot spend our time focused on mindless, circular firing squad conversations. So today I'm going, hey, this person, I know them well. They don't pray to Satan. Their wife doesn't pray to Satan. If you have an issue with them, go to them directly. The Bible tells you to do so. I'm back on the phone. I'm doing an interview with Amber. I'm going to get, you know, so today in my schedule, I've done 4 different interviews today. Every day I try to do between 4 and 7 interviews every single day. That's my task, is organizing these events and getting wonderful people to show up at them. But everybody out there, God wants to use your time, your treasure, and your talent to save this nation. So please, if you don't know what to do tonight, please text me 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, and I'll get you those Yuval Noah Harari's videos so you can share those in the air everywhere. That's the guy forcing the mandates, the lockdowns, the quarantines. He's casting the vision being fulfilled by Klaus Schwab. If you want to expose somebody and participate from your home, that's one thing you can do. Amber, thank you for letting me be here with you tonight.
Thank you, Clay, for all that information. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Take care, friend. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. This incredible information, I told you, he has so much truth bombs, and just, you got to go to the tour. You just have to, the Reawaken Tour. It's timetofreeamerica.com. Just when you go there, you're not going to regret it. The unity that's there is amazing. So please text Clay so you can help him spread the word on those videos, 918-851-0102, because that Yuval Noah Harari, he is saying everything that contradicts God. There's only one God. That's it. Just one God. There is no other gods before me. And humans mean something. You know, we just experienced Holy Week, and people mean something to God, that he was willing to die on the cross for the entire world because people have value. Now, the enemy doesn't value what God created, who us, we were made in his image, and God created us and loves us so much that he died for us. It's the only God I know of in the entire religion in the world where God died for the people. And so Yuval Noah Harari, everything he is saying contradicts what the Word of God says. Hey, I want you to like, share, and subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. And remember, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, think on these things. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money. Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I just got an Infinity box right here, and I thought I'd open it right in front of you because this is what I've been talking about in the last few of my shows. I've been talking about a product that I ordered to help burn fat, but also help with my skin issues. And now that I'm almost 40, I'm starting to get wrinkles in places that I've never gotten wrinkles before. And women, let's be real, under the eye is the worst part for women, where they start getting wrinkles. And then their hands, the back of their hands, because a woman's hands tells her age. And so what I got is I got this packet. This specific one is for fat burning and for your skin. So if you have skin issues, maybe you have a scar, maybe you have wrinkles, whatever that skin issue is, I got this packet, and it came in a box, and then it comes like with this packet right here. So here's this oil that you're going to use. Let me open it up. I'm opening it up right in front of you guys. So this is kind of exciting. This is new to me. I found it through a fellow podcaster. I love Doug Mellings. He's awesome. So this is called the muscadine seed oil. It's from Infinity. And what you can do is before your meal, you're going to take a few drops in your dropper. So you'll just open this up and put, see this dropper right here? You're going to put that in your mouth. And that's before a meal. And it's going to block any fat that you might have to deal with. And let's be real, the older you get, the more fat you have to deal with. So fat burner right here. And then what you do is in your nighttime routine, do your nighttime routine, whatever that looks like for you, and then put a few drops on your hands and then put it all over your face. And so that's going to help with all your skin issues, make you look younger, glow, make your face glow. If you have like scarring, acne, whatever that is, this is like a 2-in-1 product. And then use it on the back of your hands. That's what I plan on doing too, because my age is starting to show in the back of my hand. And then we have the supplement. Supplement's going to help with all like your health issues that you might have, or to help make sure you don't have health issues. So this is going to be good overall for your body. This is like a great supplement for overall health in your body. And so you're going to take that too. So that's what I got in my box. Now get this, because they partnered with the Amber May Show, you're getting a massive discount. If you go to timelesspack.com, let me make sure I got that right. Timelesspack.com, use promo code Amber May, one word. You're going to get almost half off. This package is over $200 and you're going to get almost half off. So the savings going directly onto you. Now, I'm also on a weight loss journey. And so if you're like me, and not only do you want to make sure you look healthy and you look young, like, come on, do any of us really want to look old? No, we want to keep that youthful appearance as long as possible. So if you want your youthful appearance, you're going to get the Timeless Pack. But if you also are looking to lose weight this season or this year or right now, maybe summer's coming, ladies, summer's coming, men, we can get rid of that belly. So they have all kinds of starter packs to help with your weight loss goals. So if you want to get that starter pack, the links are going to be in the description for both the Timeless Pack and the weight loss package. There's like weight loss coffee. Can you go wrong with weight loss coffee? The shakes, I am told, are phenomenal. I cannot wait to get my hands on them. That's going to be like my next order I place. If you want the weight loss packet, all you have to go is amermay.myinfinity.com. Again, the links are going to be in the description. That's amermay.myinfinity.com. So let's look and feel our best. Let's lower our weight. That way we can lower the chance of getting diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, whatever that is. Let's just feel our best. Let's get that energy going. And you can get all those right there at amermay.myinfinity.com. Get your Timeless Pack so you can get your, you know, bust that fat. You know, get rid of that fat by taking some drops of this and then keep your skin looking so beautiful. So I am excited to try this at night. I could not wait to get my box. So I got it today. And you can get this at thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May. Well, hey, I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Always, always like, share, and subscribe. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'd love to sit and chat with you there. And then visit me on the web at theambermayshow.com. I will see you on the next episode.